on Facebook, my people on YouTube, my people out there everywhere. Thank you for tuning into the Tim Black Podcast. Pause with Tim Black. The title of today's show is The Decepticons Leading the Blind, Walking Off the Cliff. Man, that's a long title. That's crazy. That's right. That's a title. That's a title for a man that's trying to say something. A title for a woman that's trying to say something. That's a title for a non-gender specific person trying to say something. What's this brother mean with this title, man? Where are you coming from? The Decepticons are leading the blind, Johnson. What I mean by that is it sort of came from this, right? So I covered the story of AOC in like 15, 16, 17, other, I don't know, different Congress people, not to mention all of the U.S. citizens or activists, I would call them. They were at the U.S. Capitol yesterday to protest Roe versus Wade being overturned. And they were there. Okay, so they were there. They were protesting. And the cops came. Well, the cops are already there. This is a scheduled event. They don't just show up, right? So how events work, when you're a congressperson, or even I've been a part of protests, you reserve space. They know you're going to be there. It's not a shock. It's not a surprise. And certain people say they're going to go to jail. They're going to get locked up. They're going to get arrested. They're going to get apprehended. They're going to be detained. They're going to be taken into custody. Whatever, okay? People know how it works. So these protesters, they're about Roe versus Wade. They are taken. They're not a threat to the cops, so they're taken, and they'll just say, okay, we warned you three times. You're blocking the intersection here of 9th Street. You got to leave. You won't leave. So since you won't leave, we must remove you. So they don't take them to jail. This is typical, right? It's typical that a pre-planned protest that hasn't gotten violent, people get tickets and go home. That's what happens. It's not a conspiracy. It's not fake. It's not a scam. It's what happened. It's what happens. Protest. I hear people saying this is performative. All protests are performative, dumbass. You're performing, you're doing an act, you're walking up and down the street, you're performing something. You're going from here to there, you're holding signs. You're performing an act of rebellion against the system. It's performative. There's people that are getting words and buzzwords and getting played like hell by Republicans. Neoliberals. And white supremacists, and too damn stupid to know it. You are being played! It's so bad that people don't even believe that women would be upset about Roe versus Wade being overturned. That can't be legit. Like, women can't legitimately want control over their own bodies, not be handed over to the government. Like, it's that bad, Johnson, that these people think even a woman, that women can't even, like, there's no way women would care about this. They must be planted. They are scams. They are actors. They're pretending to care about this issue. So that has me sitting, I'm looking, I'm like, no, there's no hope. If people believe that, people hate AOC more than they hate Mitch McConnell. They can't stand Ayanna Pressley more than they can't stand Ted Cruz. If you're one of those people, you're a fucking fool, man. If you have more beef with Ilhan Omar and you do, not you, you know, not these people, they have more beef because some well-funded millionaire YouTubers and Tucker Carlson in. These people put a battery pack in a bunch of morons and told them that these people are more dangerous. Okay, so everybody's not your friend, but everybody's not your God-sworn enemy. You know what I'm saying? And that's not even like, I'm not a defender of the squad. It's just fucking stupid. Well, she didn't have on handcuffs and she had her hands behind her back. Some people put their hands behind their back when cops grabbed them by the arm. I don't know what to tell you, Johnson. But then when I see her doing like this to the crowd, it was obvious she wasn't pretending to have to be handcuffed because she's waving and fist bumping to the crowd. Now, how can you wave and fist bump and pretend to be handcuffed at the same time? It doesn't make sense. But the hate is so visceral. And it doesn't help us. It doesn't. The misguided hate doesn't help us. That's the whole point of my title. The title is The Decepticons. There are people deceiving us. They intentionally are gaslighting you to go after the wrong people. I'm not saying those people are on your side, but they're obviously better than the people that are shooting at you. And that the people with the fact that there were people today who saw were routine protests over women's reproductive rights. They saw that as a performance. What good does that do? Meanwhile, those people do nothing. And it's like, this is why this business is shit. This country, this movement, there is no movement. There are no people. I put out a tweet today and I said, half of the people that were calling themselves progressives are Fox News assholes now. They have turned into Fox News assholes. They weren't Fox News assholes 3 years ago. So people that say that, you don't know shit. You weren't part of the community. You weren't part of anything. Because if you were part of the progressive community 3-4 years ago, you would never say that they were Fox News assholes. This happened over time. It happened with people being angry with what the Democrats did. I was here for the whole thing. I saw it happen. Angry people are very susceptible to be manipulated because anger takes away its person's rationality. And then you feed off emotions and people play on it. So anyway, so I'm watching this thing with Ilhan Omar, AOC, and I'm like, wow, they think that these people are just pulling, that this is all a game to them. And like, I'm trying to be respectful of the fact that, yes, I know that there's a lot of theatrics in politics, but that's all politics is. There's politicking, and then there's legislation. There's governance, and then there's politicking. Politicking is act. You get up, you give a speech, you wrote the speech down. You put in things in the speech to excite the voters. It's theatrical. That's the politicking part. If you don't do the politicking part, you never get to govern. You have to politic in order to get elected. No one hires a rock. No one hires a person without the ability to talk, speak. I mean, you might do it in Georgia with Herschel Walker, but even he's funny to listen to. You know, even if you're bad at it like Joe Biden, it makes good entertainment to watch him not do a good job. But there's politics, politicking, then there's governance. And there's a certain amount of theatrics in it. There's a certain amount of acting. There's a certain amount of garnering attention. You want people to get attention about your issues. You don't fault a person for getting attention about an issue. That's why you elect them, to get attention about issues. You don't elect them to sit in their office and collect donations and dial for dollars. You want them out getting cameras on your issues. That's the purpose of an elected. That's why you get people elected. So I'm like, wow, people fundamentally don't get it. Their brains are that fucking far gone that they hate everyone, they hate everything, and it's only hurts us. It hurts us. You said fuck these people doesn't help anything. So then I see something. I say, well, this is something I've been working on, this broader idea. Because I've been part of this. I've been part of this thing where I complain a lot about Democrats. And I've complained about them for very good reason. I've been following them. I read. I listen. I know more than I need to know about Kamala. I've done 40 videos on Kamala Harris's background. And none of them had to do with who she slept with or who she dated. I know about One West. I know about the lab. I know about the firemen. The inmates she uses fireman fodder. And she kept in jail to get them to fight fires on the cheap. I know about her sandbagging an actual progressive prosecutor in order to get the job by running to the right of the lefty prosecutor. I know about build more schools, that's jails. Build more schools, that's jails. Ha ha, that's crazy. We gotta build jails. I know about all of that. See, I know about more about the Democrats than I need to know. I know about Joe Biden and the crime bill. I know about Joe Biden with super predators. I know about Joe Biden with the disparity between crack and cocaine. I know about Joe Biden about throwing away the key. I know about Joe Biden, we gotta, you know, all this shit. I know about Hillary, and we gotta bring them to heel. I know. But just being stuck on that while the Republicans bring back the fucking Klan to full force is stupid. And that's what the fuck is happening. So there was this bill. While everyone's shitting on AOC and the squad and making lots of money, all your favorite people making lots of money, shitting on, I don't know, AOC because AOC wore a shirt or gown to a party or whatever the fuck. Meanwhile, the Republicans, this is what they're doing. Because I guess we got to be reminded that there is an actual opposition to everything that we want happening. Sifting through and an entire group of people dedicated to it. Psh. Is it this one? I got so much documentation. This is where it's going to get interesting. Sifting through corporate media. Get out of here. Okay, so we got white supremacists and we have this. We have
I testified before House Judiciary, the Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security. The focus of the hearing was on the targeting of minority institutions, but I primarily focused on the broad subject of domestic terrorism. Well, Congress is particularly interested now in the subject of domestic terrorism because there continue to be both plots and attacks inside of the United States, including in January 2022, the terrorist attack against a synagogue outside of Fort Worth, Texas. The key takeaway from my testimony, which was based entirely on CSIS data, was that the years 2020 and 2021 saw the highest number of both attacks and plots in the history of our database. That goes back to the early 1990s. So the threat from domestic terrorism is not just serious right now, but it's serious in comparison to past years. One of the most noteworthy aspects at the hearing was how partisan and polarized the subject of domestic terrorism is. It shouldn't be. The reality is that extremists from all sides of the political aisle are involved in domestic terrorist attacks and plots. So this is a whole of society problem, and these are extremists. This is not about and shouldn't be about partisan views. For more on my testimony and this critical issue, visit csis.org. I testified.
Okay, Johnson, Seth Jones, CISI. Okay, so this is what I ran into. This is what got me started to put this together today, because I've been trying to define what are some differences between Democrats and Republicans. And instead of yelling and screaming and ranting that people don't get it, I want to show you how bad it is. And while you go after AOC's shoes, the coat, and that tweet she made the other day, we have an entire party of Republicans in Congress voting against stopping domestic terrorism. This bill, there was an amendment to the bill that would order the government to investigate white supremacists and neo-Nazi activity in the military and in federal law enforcement. Every Republican in Congress voted against it. Every last Republican voted against the bill to investigate white supremacy in our military. Well, none of us are, because we can't find fucking jobs. And in federal law enforcement, FBI, DEA, Homeland Security. They don't even want to investigate it. What's one major difference between Republicans and Democrats that you could wrap your head around? One party, everyone. Every fucking person in the Republican Party with an R on their shirt that goes into Congress voted against stopping skinheads from being FBI agents. But since the fact that there are more Democrats, it passed anyway. But it's not because not a single effing Republican gave a shit. Now you say, Tim, well, okay, Tim, I get your point. Very dramatic, Tim Black. What does that mean exactly? What's so what? How many domestic white supremacists and you know, oh, okay, well, great. I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you give a fuck about something besides, is this particular politician authentic in their outrage about losing anatomy control? Interesting. Okay. Well, let's take a look at it, Johnson. Let's take a look at it. Let's see if I can control this thing. I can play it. Domestic terrorism. The years 2020-21 had the highest numbers of domestic terrorist attacks and plots in that data set. In 2021, there were 730. Hey, slow down. There were 73 terrorist attacks and plots in the U.S. Okay. So, yeah, it's happening. It's a thing. 2021 had the highest numbers. And they voted against even looking into it? Yes. As shown in figure one, the number of fatalities increased from 5 in 2020 due to the pandemic. Even the terrorists took the day off. 30 in 2021, this level was roughly comparable to 2019, in which there were 35 fatalities from the terrorism in the United States. Of the 38 white supremacists and other like-minded terrorist attacks in plots in 2021, 16 used firearms. 9 explosives and incendiaries, 4 were melee attacks using weapons such as knives or bludgeoning weapons, and 2 were vehicular attacks. For example, on March 16, Robert Aaron Long conducted a shooting spree at 3 spas in the Atlanta metropolitan area, killing 8 individuals and injuring 1. Long viewed the women working at these spas as temptation and aimed to help other men suffering from sex addiction by killing them. Government and military police locations and personnel were the most frequently targeted by domestic terrorists. So the Republicans don't even care that it's military people that are more likely going to be the targets of said domestic terrorism. Nope. The party of the military doesn't care if military people get killed. Of the total 77 terrorist attacks and plots in 2021, 29 were directed against government, military, and police targets. The Blue Lives Matter party doesn't give a shit about police. Imagine if it would have been the other way around. In reverse world, they'd be saying, these people don't like cops. They want to kill cops. Didn't I just have a moron call up about how people hate cops, how the left hates cops? We all hate cops. That's why they couldn't do their jobs in Uvalde, because everybody hates them. No one likes them. So why should they do their jobs? Why should they save children from a mass shooter? A guy just called my show and made that case. He doesn't care that the party he supports won't investigate domestic terrorists. These perpetrators identify with a range of ideologies and movements, including QAnon. Huh, maybe, Johnson, I'm just shooting the shit here, but maybe the Republicans don't want to look into domestic terrorism because a lot of people in their party are domestic terrorists. The Sovereign Citizen Movement, what you think that is, Johnson? A bunch of good old boys. Never meaning no harm. Beats all that ever took a man in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Militia groups, anarchism and anti-fascism, environmentalism, and other anti-government and anti-authority philosophies. The next most common target for violent anarchists, anti-fascists, and like-minded perpetrators was businesses. In addition, white supremacists and other like-minded extremists have targeted individuals because of their racial, ethnic, religious, or political makeup, such as African-Americans, immigrants, Muslims, and Jews. Oh, my God. You mean to tell me the Republicans don't care about the African-Americans, the immigrants, Muslims, and Jews? In 2020, for example, Malik Vassil Akram targeted a suburban Fort Worth, Texas synagogue. In 2018, Robert Bowers murdered 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. And Patrick Crucius murdered 22 people at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas in 2019. And we just had a repeat of that, didn't we, Johnson? So that was just part of it. The domestic terrorism portion of the show. Every Republican voted against this bill that would have us look into domestic terrorism and do a study, conduct a study to combat neo-Nazis in our military. Every Republican voted no. Not a single Republican stepped up. So that's a good point. Hey, Tim, you got something there. See, they tell me they might not. Oh, I can't get the Democrats to give me a black agenda. I can't get them to give me reparations. But the least they'll do is look at neo-Nazis and white domestic terrorism and try to get them out the military and out of the feds. It's not what I want. Ultimately, I want them to cut the check, but be kind of nice. It would be kind of nice, Johnson, if we could agree that maybe saying fuck them and allowing the red, the Republicans and red conservatives to say our lives don't mean shit. That's what the Republicans said, your life don't mean shit. Maybe that's yours, because I don't know who you are. But they're saying they don't care if my life is jeopardized by active people in the countries that they know hate me. They want to kill me, or that I have to work next to them, or that my son has to work next to them, or serve next to them. They don't care. That's not important to the entire party. That's not all, Johnson. But I want you to keep in mind, what are some, or ask yourself some reasons why, with respectful people, good-hearted people who just have different opinions, not want to root out people that are, who think that other people are mud people. Why would they not want those people to leave? Why would they not want those people kicked out of their jobs, working with the public, with authority and guns? Unless they already know those people are in those ranks and they don't want to fuck up their voting base. But it's not all about the military. It's not all about white domestic terrorism. It's also about white supremacy, Johnson, the other white meat. Okay, so white supremacists and law enforcement. First, let's look into what law enforcement is federal. I think that's an important statement to make. Most law enforcement duties at the federal level include the United States Marshals. People forget the Marshals. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI. The Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF. And the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Kind of important not to have a bunch of neo-Nazis and white supremacists working at the prisons. Kind of important not to have a bunch of neo-Nazis working at the FBI. But the Republicans didn't give a shit. They didn't want to look into these government agencies paid for by federal tax dollars or by numbers in an algorithm, however you want to look at it. But they didn't want to look into it to be messy. Why would we want to do that? So anyway, here we go. White supremacists and law enforcement, a Reuters investigation on May 6th, indicates that a significant number of U.S. police instructors have ties to a constellation. That's not one or two, Johnson. A constellation. You look up in the sky, you see all those dots close together? That's your constellation. A constellation of armed right-wing militias and white supremacist hate groups, a report that adds to a fast-growing body of evidence showing a deadly threat inside U.S. police departments. The analysis found that some of the instructional information presented by police trainers was explicitly racist, and that some instructors endorsed and interacted with white supremacist criminal groups such as the Proud Boys. Oh, you mean those same guys that a year ago I was getting smeared online because I said we shouldn't fuck with them? Oh, those guys. Boogaloo Boys, Proud Boys, those assholes. That I said, nah, we shouldn't work with them. And since these people are popular and have bigger platforms, people are like, Tim's an asshole. Tim's wrong. We should work with them. Finn Hampton worked with Proud Boys and neo-Nazis and white boy, Peanut Head, whatever these fucking, who these people? Proud Boys is another. Boogaloo, the Boogaloo Boys. The Patriot Front, you know, because we can change them. We can make them vote for Medicare for All with us. Yeah, they'll vote for Medicare for All with us. Then they'll bomb our houses. But that's okay, because it's just my house. Yours will be fine. You'll be cool. Back to this thread. More and more, the evidence suggests that white supremacist infiltration of law enforcement that the FBI warned us about back in 06 is getting worse. It ain't getting better, Johnson. It said it ain't getting better. It's getting worse. It ain't getting better, Johnson. Yeah, remember that? It's getting worse. And the Republicans don't care. Republicans said, it's too invasive. We don't want to investigate and root out white supremacy and law enforcement. There'd be no more law enforcement. Do you see why it might be important for people not to focus on the tic-tac-y stupid shit? It's like you're playing basketball with someone, and we got somebody who took an extra step on the pass or an extra step on the layup. We got somebody else under the rim, Ron Artest-ing people. Remember that foul Ron Artest gave out, the forearm across the throat? What was it, Stark? Hit somebody across the throat, just bam, just all this, just bam. Or that elbow Ron Artest through that time. He did one of these. They don't want those fouls called. People are not focusing on the spine-numbing, constitution-shattering, deliberate fouls. They want the ticky-tack fouls. This person wore a jacket that said on the back of it something. Why was she at the event? This is so hypocritical. Why would you go to this? Meanwhile, she's voting to get rid of white supremacists. This is my problem, Johnson. I'm not saying give her money. I'm not saying form a line. I'm not saying throw a parade. I'm saying know when your ass being played. I'm begging you. Know when people are on the fucking take. Know when people don't give a shit about you. Know that people want money more than they want you to have a government that works or want you to have safety at all. Get it through your fucking head that there are people that care less. Meanwhile,
but they don't give us this.
I want reparations. Cut the check, bitch. But you know what? This other party doesn't even want you to be able to go to work and not be called nigga. This other party wants to call that cancel culture. This other party wants to complain about pronouns, but won't complain about hoedowns. When black people get mowed down. No, that's no problem. They don't even want to look into the criminal cops. Now, they want to drug test you, see if you got some marijuana in your bloodstream. Yeah, we should do that. We should test to make sure that. Make sure these applicants, make sure they have credits, got good credit. But you don't want to test to see if they're part of neo-fascist organizations? You don't want to test to see if they're part of the Klan or the skinheads or the Proud Boys? You don't want to look at that? Doesn't matter? No! Why do you need to look over there? I want to make sure I'm abundantly clear here. There's every last Republican Congress person voted against it. They voted for the war budget. So to get this done, they had to stick it in with the war budget. Because that's the only way to pass the House. Now, it'll probably die when it gets to the Senate because it'll be watered down all to hell. Because, we got Manchin and Sinema. It's like people don't even care that there's real people's lives attached to this fucking legislation. They don't care. It is Decepticons leading the blind right off the cliff. And then the Decepticons fly away. They form their wings pop out. And they fly up out. They don't fall down. You fall down, asshole. They fly above and land in their nice, comfy mansions. Well, what are we doing tomorrow, Ethel? What's up next week, Steve? Where are we vacationing? Is this sinking in? I have spent so much time. Like, I feel like this is my due diligence, okay? I spent so much time calling out Kamala, calling out Biden, calling out Hillary. I want to also double back and remind you, there are worse things. Yeah, there are worse things. There are people just as bad, if not worse, and there's more of them. And they vote as a fucking block. And they don't just have a different, not giving a shit if there are a bunch of skinheads in our military. It's not having a different opinion. Not wanting vanilla ice cream instead of chocolate or Rocky Road, that's an opinion. Not giving a fuck that there are neo-Nazis working as FBI agents. That's not just an opinion, Johnson. That's an ideology. That's an adherence to a code. You're part of a clique. And I just want people to have the ability to see through that. I'm not going to stop calling out Democrats. But whenever there's a story about Democrats that's even petty, that Fox News is pushing and Newsmax is pushing, and then I see a bunch of what I thought were progressives piling on for views, and then I see people that watch them, I'm worried that the people that watch them don't have time to do the research. So I feel like it's part of my job to inform people what's really going on. This just happened. This military budget just happened. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's been 20 channels all devoted to exposing what Donald Trump's party's been up to. What packing the fucking sheriffs was doing. What packing the courts with conservative judges was doing. But I don't think they were. None of them give a fuck. They're from a group that it doesn't matter. Do you get it? Is it clicking? They're from a group of people, and for the people that are not of a group that doesn't matter, they're just useful fucking idiots. They are useful idiots. Some of them know too. Some of them know. So they are intentional scam artists, scumbags. And some people just don't know. There's always the people that just don't know. No one sent me this. I had to find it myself. I had to follow breadcrumbs. I had to follow breadcrumbs to find this. Once again, I am not saying AOC's great. She ain't great, okay? Far from it. What I'm saying is, I don't think it's crazy to think that some women were protesting Roe versus Wade being overturned. That's not crazy, nor is it a performance that's lack of anything real. You're going too far with the dumb shit, okay? People are protesting the fucking rainforest. It's not crazy for people to protest them thinking them losing their birth control, or whatever. Body autonomy, being able to you don't think people would protest that, but okay. But what I'm saying is, to the greater point, that a single Republican voted. Not one says, you know what, I love this party, but they got a point. I don't want these people. In our law enforcement, federal law enforcement, I don't want these people I don't want neo-Nazis in our military. No, they didn't give a shit. They said, if you go through with this, less people will want to join the military. We don't want those people in the military. If we go through this, less people want to become federal police officers. We don't want skinheads in our police forces. Cool, they don't want to join. Great. Maybe it'll be a deterrent. GOP representative Andy Biggs from Arizona. He called the amendment Orwellian in nature. Said it denigrates law enforcement and military personnel. So they will be denigrated to be scrutinized if they have ties to the Proud Boys and the KKK or white extremist groups like Patriot Front. That's denigrating. I wonder if it's denigrating to find out if a black cop is a part of the Crips, the Bloods, the Gangster Disciples. I bet you it's not. But see, it's only denigrating. Where's the white guys? I bet you it's not denigrating. For my brown Latino brothers to make sure you're not part of MS-13 or La Costa Nostra, whatever the fuck. I bet you that's not denigrating. They can care less if you feel denigrated. See, we gotta, sometimes you gotta wake up and see what the rock is cooking. It becomes pretty fucking obvious. Okay? This is obvious. This is very clear. Now, there's one side that I want to give props for this. I gotta call balls and strikes. On Wednesday, the House adopted another amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that orders the Government Accountability Office to produce reports assessing whether the FBI, the DHS, and the Office of Director of National Intelligence were in compliance with the domestic terrorism transparency mechanisms mandated by federal law. A whopping 4 Republicans voted in favor. Give it up for them. That means 204 of them voted against it. But hey, 4 voted for it. That's amazing considering none voted on the other bill. And it's just to maintain a law that's already in place to make sure it's being adhered to. Last month, the House passed the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act, which, if it clears the Senate, would establish dedicated domestic terrorism departments in the FBI, DOJ, and Homeland Security to monitor, analyze, investigate, and prosecute those crimes. That bill garnered only one Republican vote. Adam Kinzinger. 4 other Republicans didn't vote at all. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, my point is this, guys. I've been a part of this. This false narrative. Unintentionally. Both parties suck, Johnson. I've been saying that for a couple of years. Both parties suck. Both parties suck. Both parties suck. Both parties suck. And they do. But one's better at it. Yeah, one's better at it. Let's not get it twisted. One is better at it. Oh, well, Joe Biden back in 1991. Yeah, I know. I get it. There's something going on right now, though, where the Republicans are saying, F it. Let the Proud Boys come in. And you're going, but Joe Biden, that time, Joe. I know. We got to be able to have two things in our head at once. We must be able to keep two things in our head at once. I bet you Candace Owens won't be talking about this, or we need to dim exit and run to the Republicans. That's because that's where the money is. You got nowhere else to go, Candace. You and Sheriff Clark got nowhere else to go. You and Lariona got nowhere else to go. The Democrats wouldn't let you in, so you ran to the Republicans, and they were very glad to help you as long as you threw black people under the bus on a routine basis. And you've been fulfilling your job. You know your assignment. and you have nowhere else to go because you got to go where you can get the money to put the money in the purse. We know how it works. Everyone's not stupid. I mean, a lot of people are stupid, but not everyone is stupid. I bet you won't be talking about how all your Republican friends were fine with the neo-Nazis being in the feds. Said they would be, they don't want to offend the police to make them fill out questionnaires and look at their backgrounds and who they're associated with, see if they have ties to domestic terrorists. How dare you? They're just good old boys. There's no way these upstate strapping young men would, the ones that beat the shit out of their wives more than football players. Do you realize there are more domestic violence acts committed by cops than NBA players and NFL players? Oh, it's against the narrative you assholes want to play. But then you want to tell me how great they are, how they should be revered, and we wouldn't want to denigrate them. We wouldn't want to upset the cops. The cops are great. And not every cop is one, but... See, I have a theory. The police system is such shit that good people go into it. They don't know any better. They join it. And then they find out what shithole it is. It's sort of like our military. I had friends that went in the military. They were excited. They didn't want to go sit behind a desk. They weren't cut out for it. Sit behind a desk, pushing paper. They never wanted to be white collar. Had to do something productive. Didn't want to die in the streets. Didn't want a boring job working with their dad fixing cars or some shit. So they did this. They went into the military. And then they got there, they found that it was full of shit. That it was all propaganda and lies. And what they're doing is not what they thought they would be doing. Same thing happens to people that join the police force. But it's worse. It's the same us against them mentality, though. Don't get that twisted. Very much us against them mentality. And the them is us. We are their us against them. You understand? To the Uvalde Police Department, it was a successful day because all of them made it home. And that's all they give a shit about at the end of the day, is that they make it home. You making it home, that's a bonus. But see, my theory is this. Even good people who are cops go into that system and they become changed. That system changes you. I believe the system makes you what you become. Now, don't get me wrong, there's some people who are shit when they go in. But I believe by and large, that system warps you. The culture of the system warps you. That's why they become so depressed. That's why so many police officers self-harm themselves. Most of them do not die because D-Ray shot them in an alley. They die because they shot themselves or crashed their cars drunk. That's the real story that they're not talking about. And what conditions that they're working under, what a system they're working under, that would drive them to do such. But they don't want to look at that. These assholes don't want to look at these things. They don't want to examine anything I'm saying right now. That's what they're saying. Oh, you want to defund the police? Want to fix that shit. For everybody, including the police. Should be a job that's respected. It could be, if it was a totally different job. So consider this my first installment of what's the difference between the Democrats and Republicans? This is the first installment. We will do more of these. Because when I say both parties suck, I need to put a but on there. Because some people don't have time to find out, but why? But what else? But tell me more, because there is more. Today we learned about domestic terrorism. Rampant! In our law enforcement. FBI reports. Fuck telling me about Chicago, bitch. Tell me about the police forces around this country. Tell me about our FBI, our DEA, Department of Homeland Security, ATF. Tell me about the neo-Nazis there. Then talk to me about the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, and those with ties to those organizations in our military. Talk to me about that when you're talking to me about the culture of black people, Ben Shapiro. Tell me about that. Let's have that conversation, Jordan Peterson. Let's chop it up about that. Let's chop it up about those neo-fascist assholes, those neo-Nazis and neo-fascist assholes. Those white supremacists, hate mongers. Those monsters. But see, you don't want to talk about that. That's fine. You're cool with that. Let's talk about the rapper. Let's talk about King Von. Yeah, let's talk about King Von and the Grips, the Bloods. None of them are paid by none of them take my federal tax money to fund them. Okay? King Von wasn't using my money to bankroll his lifestyle. These cops, these federal law enforcement agents, and these military, they are. It's all those Republicans, depending on what state you're in, those Republicans in what district who voted not to even look into it because they didn't want to upset nobody. It's hard to find a job nowadays. We can't take food off the white supremacist table. Might get them upset. They might not come out and vote. I mean, you know, they're people too. So what they don't like blacks? So what they don't like Jews? So what they don't like the bisexuals and trans? So what? So what? So what they don't like Muslims? So what? As long as it doesn't affect them, it's the disaffected. All right, guys. I feel good, Johnson. I feel like we did good work here. We did good work. Yeah, we did good work. Can't say I'm going to do this all the time. But we will dig into that, you know. Metaphorically speaking, metaphorically, not literally, we will dig into that ass. Not literally. We're not sodomizing anymore. We're just using colorful language. Black man, colorful language, in the vein of Richard Pryor, Dick Gregory, Paul Mooney. Colorful language. It's for my culture. Sounds threatening. Sounds aggressive. Won't hurt a fly. Just words, baby. Just words. All right, guys. I want to see who's... Shit, I was in the zone so much. Hope this thing is still streaming. I don't even know if it's streaming because I was talking there. Got a couple people here. William McGregor's in the house. What's up, William McGregor? Thank you, my brother. Scott Lissing said he finally caught me. Keep up the good work, my brother. I'm trying, brother. Vote with your wallet. Support real independent media and journalist. Peace, Wolfpack. Chad Block is on fire. Woo, man, on fire. I'm trying. What's up, Tyler? Andrew, show love and we're packing the message. Sir King Bishop came through. Man, my people came through. Talk that talk, Tim. B1. There it is. Woo. That's it, Johnson. I've got number love for you. We'll be back Friday when phone calls will open. The phone lines will be hot and people will be able to call in. And it won't just be me talking. It'll be you talking as well. So put that down in your calendar. 11 p.m. Friday night. Call into the number one show. Independent media. Black people stand up. And all my allies stand with me. And we're going to do nothing but tell the truth and shame the devil, Johnson. Let's keep it a buck. If I sell out, I break the hell out. Peace, y'all. Wolfpack.